If you like what we're doing here at Anime Cherry Bomb, don't forget to leave a like. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks. Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime, and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy who likes dogs and birds, Aaron, and with me is the guy who can't watch the eel get killed, Jay. Jay, how's it going?
I'm good, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah.
The most, this is funny. This is the most boring anime that I love.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, but I feel like this season didn't have that much to do with camping, but more to do with cooking.
Yeah. It is really
I really enjoyed all the cooking. It was really neat.
You know, I guess we'll get more into it in general, but I really liked how like there was actually like arcs in this season.
Yeah.
Like multiple episodes like, with different camping. That was like really cool.
Yeah. We even had one without
Rin and Nadeshiko. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jay, what anime are we talking about?
We're talking about the lazy classic, Laid Back Camp.
And do you have the synopsis?
Yes. And this is from Crunchyroll. This is probably like a general synopsis, not really for the second season, but. Nadeshiko, a high school student who has moved from Shizuoka to Yamanashi, decides to see the famous 1,000 yen bill featured Mount Fuji. Even though she manages to bike all the way to Motosu, she's forced to turn back because of worsening weather. Unable to set her eyes on her goal, she faints partway to her destination. I forgot about this.
Yeah.
When she wakes up, it's night in a place she's never been before. With no way of knowing how to get home, Nadeshiko is saved when she encounters Rin, a girl who is out camping by herself. This outdoorsy girl's story begins with this first encounter between Nadeshiko and Rin.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's pretty much the first episode of the first season.
All right, Jay, you ready for some facts?
Yes.
So it's 2018, or originally 2018 anime. 13 episodes. It's Adventure Iyushikai, which is, I told you last time, it's healing. A healing anime.
A healing genre.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? now that we're talking about like genres and stuff, on Crunchyroll, it has a bunch of genres for it. It says adventure. It says a slice of life, comedy, but it also has something. It also says Afro. I don't know what Afro means.
Afro is the creator.
Is it?
Yep. This is the name of the creator. This is written by Afro.
Oh, you're right.
This is Afro. Like,
yeah, I know what an Afro is, but why is it there?
Yeah. This is the name of the mangaka, Afro. This is directed by Yoshiaki Kyogoku, and this is his only thing that he's directed, but he's worked on Eden of the East and Blood Sea. The studio is Sea Station, and they've done Dragnar Academy and Star Miu. This is licensed by Crunchyroll. The music was by Akiyuki Tateyama. And he did the music for Wake Up, Zoo Girl, Senryu Girl, and Soul Buster. The opening is Seize the Day by Asaka. And then the ending is Next to Spring by Eri Sasaki. So what'd you think of the music, Jay?
Music's really good.
Yeah, I don't want to mention too much of what I mentioned in the first one. Because there isn't, like, more to say. It is more of the same really earthy instruments, plucky guitars.
Yeah, I really love all the. There's like a stringy song in there that I really like.
And it's, oh man, and it really sets the mood for camping and stuff. Like, I know last time we watched it, I was like, man, I really want to go camping. Like, I really want to go camping
Yeah, for sure.
again.
Me too. Now, especially that I see like all the parents and their kids camping.
No.
Something that I'd really want to do.
And then the opening, I really like the opening as well. Very
Opening's really good.
colorful. I don't know if it's as good as the song is as good as the first one, but it's a very high bar to get over. But it's still really good, and the ending is also a really nice come down song. Oh, Jay, real quick, we might have something to tell you after this. All right, you just remind me. Anyway, and then a lot of the extra stuff we already mentioned in the first podcast, but the VR game in the sporting goods store. There's a camping VR game you can that there is a lot of visual novel games with them as well.
Is there like object? Do you know if there's objectives in
I don't know. You
the
asked me
VR
last
game?
time. And
Did I?
yeah, I didn't check this time. I should have. I know. I like
What's the game called? Is
I
it just
don't
called
have
Laid
that
Back
written
Camp, the
down.
game?
No, it's like Laid Back Camp VR Happy something. But yeah, anyway, yeah. Anything general, Jim? Oh, and I should guess I should mention real quick before we start. There was the movie that's also on Crunchyroll, which is pretty cool. And then there's also a third season coming out.
And me and Aaron watched part of the movie, but we didn't
We
get
didn't
to
finish
finish it
it.
for different reasons.
And we were starting to talk about it, and we're like, man, we actually need to go back and watch it because it seems pretty interesting.
Yeah, after like Aaron like spoiled some of the plot,
A
but
bunch, yeah.
it sounds pretty cool.
But anyway, Jane. Yeah, anything general you want to talk about?
I mean, like the anime itself, it's very easy to get into and get back into it from, because I feel like every time we go like do like a second season, it's like, oh man, I need to like relearn everything. Right, and it was very painless to get back into this anime.
Right. Here's a weird question for you, Jam.
What's that?
Do you want a third season? I don't usually go into that later, like what we want from next season. But I kind of ran into this at the end of this season where I'm like, I think it's ran its course for me. Like, I
I
think
mean,
I'm
I can see where
fine.
you're coming from. Yeah, I would feel
Yeah.
fine if it just ended right here as well.
Especially with the movie, it's like, okay, cool.
Yeah,
And I
exactly.
guess spoiler for the movie, but the movie takes place like 5 years, I think, into the future. It's like, yeah, so they graduate two, three, yeah, because they say, you know what's wild is actually that New Year's camping trip is their last one.
Oh, by the water?
Yeah.
In the movie.
Yeah, because they mention it. They say, that's why I think, I was telling Jay, I think that's a dream, because it doesn't make any sense. Like, there's still 3 years of high school, 2 more years of high school, they just didn't go camping anymore. But there's the glasses girl makes the comment to Rin when they're hanging out in the movie. She goes, she literally says, when's the last time we hung out? She goes, oh, you know. At that firework campfire or whatever camping. I think she's like New Year's camping, but I don't think it's New Year's. I think it's like a summer. It looks like summer. When
Yeah, it might
they.
be just like a generic festival thing.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was, like a summer generic festival, but that could have been New Year's. But she says, like, oh yeah, it was New Year's camping was the last time we went camping. Maybe there was another New Year's thing, but she made it seem like it was a long, long time.
Yeah.
Between they seeing each other. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. I'm like very satisfied
Yeah.
where we're at. Like we've seen like Nadeshiko go from like bumbling, I mean, she still kind of is bumbling, but like she's now like a experienced camper.
Yeah, she can go by
And then she can go by
herself.
herself now. And then Rin is went from being a total like, I think in the first podcast I described it that she was disgusted to camp with other people.
Yeah,
To where
because it'd be,
now,
I think, because it was like too noisy or something like that, right? It'd be too
she likes
noisy.
being alone. The aloneness of it. But she does describe to Nadeshiko too this season. She explains how it's very quiet and she likes it. Like that, but we have at the end of this season, we get that really cool moment with her Rin driving back, and she's like, it's kind of lonely now. And like, she was like very happy to join them in the for the big old trip, and that was really cool. Yeah, but yeah, I don't know where they could like what's like more of the same, I don't know what they can do next.
Yeah, other than it, them camping in a different season. Like summer.
Like I do hope it's not a dream and they kind of continue on from there. I think that'd be kind of interesting. Like it doesn't matter. It does not matter how old they are, if that makes any sense. It doesn't matter the time period. They can always go camping. Like you can do like even a bigger jump in time. To where, like some of them have like families, and I think that would be interesting as well.
That'd be cool. Like maybe like their, I guess wh where their endeavors paid off in the movie and
Yeah.
they're well off and stuff.
So it'd be very.
So they can go overseas and camp or
Yeah,
something.
because that's what was
That was Bryn's dream.
dream. You had to go overseas and camp. But they were also like, oh, what if we had money? Like, how would this change how we camped?
You can't be luxury. They're glamping
Glamping, yeah. I doubt it though. I doubt they would
now.
glamp.
Yeah, I doubt it too. They got like a freaking flat screen in their tent.
You know what I really love in the movie, I don't know if she shows back up, but the almost Flanderization of the teacher just being a drunk. I love that. I thought that was hilarious.
She's such a great character,
Yeah, I
though. I
love
love
her.
it.
She's so cute. There's that really great part where after they go in the hot spring. She's like, yep, he sure hits the spot. And she has a tall boy.
A premium beer.
Premium beer. What's
They
really
had to
cool is
get
they have
like,
the driving service. I thought that was really dope.
yeah, that was really neat that somebody, it's, I'm assuming it's somebody drives your car, right?
Yeah. So it has to be like a two-person seat. I bet it's
They don't do that
expensive.
here.
I don't know. I don't think so. But I bet it's hella expensive though, because you have to have two people. Because one person has to drive the other person, and then the other person has to drive your car. Yeah, she said it was like $300 or something like that. She said it was expensive. So yeah, don't drink and drive, kids. Let's see other stuff I have for general here, Jay. It's still comf. I have it down here. It's still comfy as hell.
Oh yeah, it's still very comfy and like Aaron said, it's kind of like hard to like watch like a big chunk of episodes because of how relaxed it is and
But
like,
it's so good at
but it's
it.
really good.
Yeah, it's really good at being deliberately slow and like
Just like
calming.
walking and like the scenery, it looks really good. Like it's like this does a really good job of all the geo spots that they did on the big trip. Like it's like every single one of them, I was like, I want to go there. I want to go there. It's really good at like touristy attraction stuff.
Right.
Like if they showed like an amusement park that was real, I'd be like, hell yeah, I want to go.
Right. It was
Or maybe
really
something that's not as interesting as an amusement
the
park,
one thing
but
I do love about this is I really like the also the sound effects as well. Like of just like the stuff like crunching beneath their feet as well. the sounds of like pegs getting like smacked in
into the floor.
Yeah, fire. I do love the same joke of the bending.
That was a good callback.
Yeah, somebody was like, I read the comments. It's like, oh, are like pegs made of like aluminum in Japan or something? Are they so easy just to bend?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of different like sound, almost like an ASMR quality to it.
Yeah. What about the wobbly rocks that they walk on the beach?
Really good. What about the stands of food at the what you call it?
on the island.
Aww. I love the two sisters.
I forget about it. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Especially when they got Nadeshko. Mm-hmm. She stepped. Oh no, you slept through the whole thing. I try to wake you up. But we got a lot of good pictures. That was so cute.
We can look at them on the way home.
No. Poor Nadeshko.
That was pretty good. Yeah. And you know, speaking of Nadeshko, I really love the joke that like don't run, you're gonna fall. And then she Nadeshko falls.
Poor Nadeshko.
They don't do it that often. I think they only did it twice.
Yeah, they did it twice, but it's funny.
But it was so freaking funny.
Did you
the other one was like in the mall or something?
Yeah. Did you watch all the way to the end? Like the end cards?
I think I did. Yeah.
Man, some of those are freaking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like my favorite one is the is Ren's mom. That was really cool. It showed her her motorcycle pictures.
Yeah.
Did you not see it, Jay?
I'm trying to remember. It was during the credits sequence, right?
Yeah, at the very end where it says like, "Hey, make sure to keep warm and dispose of all your trash."
Oh, you're talking about those little pictures.
Yeah, those end cards. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw that.
Yeah, one of the end cards is of Ren's mom. Like, oh, I can't show her this, and it was a picture of her on her motorcycle giving a thumbs up. Yeah, it's really cute. Let's see what else. Oh, we already mentioned it, but I thought it was really cool that there was an episode where they camped without Nadeshko and Rin.
Mm-hmm.
That was really cool.
And it was almost a very serious situation.
Oh, yeah, they were almost SOL. Luckily, they got copped out, really.
Yeah.
And you know what this anime does a really good job of, weirdly enough? In the last episode, I think they really nailed down, like, the melancholy you feel at the end of a trip.
Oh, yeah. Especially, it's, like, already camping. Over.
Like, it's already over. And there's, like, that really neat scene with Nadeshko is looking out the window. And the teacher goes, oh, that's where we were. And she's like, oh, we're already so far away. And it's, it's a really cool moment to be, like, she's like staring at it and you can get the feeling she's like already missing it.
Mm-hmm.
And like the good times they had there is, I thought it was a pretty cool moment without like overly saying like, she's not saying like, oh, I'm sad that it's over.
Yeah.
Like, it does a good, really good job of letting you figure that out for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Jay, so somebody, because I'll go and read the comments every so often. Somebody said it would be a really cool series, like a spinoff, if we got Nadeshko's sister driving to places and experiencing food.
That'd be super cool.
Yeah, it'd be super quaint. Because I really liked her little adventures with Rin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, let's go get some dinner.
And instead of camping alone, it's eating alone.
No. Really good.
Yeah, I mean, she seems like she knows like all the spots.
Yeah. How, like, ooh, Jay, how did you like the spirit dog coming to come see Rin?
That was so good.
That was so cute. I was like, oh, I love Rin. She's adorable.
She's
sad the dog had passed away years ago. It's like, oh,
I really like how she shows a lot more emotion when she's by herself.
I like how they've shown her. She has a bunch more emotion now. I like how much she's opened up since the first season. Yeah, she's not as like quiet, and she's like really funny when she's like by herself.
Yeah. She's really quirky.
Yeah. Anything else, Jim?
Oh man, you know what's funny? the funny faces that they make were like the it's almost like it looks like they're holding their breath or something.
Yeah.
Everybody in the anime makes that face at some point. Well, maybe not everybody, but all the main girls do. It reminds me of what was that? What's that comedy anime that we watched?
There's a lot, Jay. You gotta.
Yeah, it's a isekai. With Aqua.
Damn it. Konosuba?
Konosuba, yeah. They make that face as well, and it reminded me of that.
Or the face when somebody is caught in a lie, too. I really like that face as well. Very funny. Or like the shocked face, like the when they're on Rin and Nadeshiko are on the lift. And it scares them, the picture scares them. It's another
Yes.
great face.
That's pretty good. They're like talking about mascots, right?
Yeah. All right, Jay. Characters and cinematography? Or characters and cinematography?
Art and cinematography.
Art and
The
cinematography?
art is
Art's as
great.
good as ever, yeah. They
And
do a really good job of conveying places and scenery.
yeah, I was like is there like a p place in particular that like you'd want to visit on a oh I'm sure like you'd want to visit all of them, but is there one you'd want to visit more than the others?
I really want to go to that like that sandbar, the one that
Oh yeah.
you can walk. It's like the place is open for an hour and then it tide comes back and eats the way.
Yeah. It's called like Ichni San Island or something like that,
Something
right?
like
'Cause like
that.
depending on what you how you which way you look at it, it looks like one island or two islands or three islands.
Yeah, it's so cool. That I would want to do.
Yeah, I really like I want to see the silver grass like plateau. I
Really?
think that'd be yeah, that I think that'd be a pretty cool place to see. I mean seeing silver grass in itself seems like it'd be pretty cool. And just like seeing like a big field, big plateau of it seems pretty
Also want to go,
nice.
yeah, to that volcano, that dormant volcano. The one where that picture is taken at. That
Yes.
one looks really cool. That place looks dope.
Also that skylight, the water skylight thing
Oh,
looked
right.
also that Rin went to by herself.
That one seems pretty cool as well. The hot springs they go to that they watch the sunset, that one looked super, that looked expensive as hell.
Yeah, that looked like a luxury place.
Yeah, that looked like that was not like something they're like, oh yeah, let's just go here. That looked like it was expensive. And then also the capybaras are freaking adorable.
Capybaras are really
Are they
cool.
that big? I didn't
Yeah,
even think about that.
they're like the biggest rodent.
That's hilarious. They're so adorable. They're
Yeah,
just
you could have that as a pet, Aaron.
a capybara. Are they, it's legal? Can I have a capybara as a pet?
I mean, you might have to like search whether it is legal, but I know in like places in the United States you can have
You
them
can
as a
have one.
pet.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, the
That's
only
pretty
thing
cool.
that capybaras like really need is like a big open water, so you'd want like a swimming pool for them to swim in.
Oh, right. That's so cool.
Yeah,
Capybara is just awesome.
and they're rodents, so they bite, they gnaw on a lot of things, so they're gonna
Yo.
ruin all your furniture.
Yo, and speaking of animals, Jay, I love all the dog sweaters in this anime. Like dog jackets. They're so adorable.
Pretty
Gosh damn. Like
good.
the one that the corgi wears.
Oh yeah,
The big old
that
puffy
corgi
jacket.
has a cute butt.
Yeah, that's so cute. What a quirky. They're so cool.
Yeah.
Is it? It's Shibas that are like the horrible mannered ones, right?
Shibas are like they're like cats.
Like cats, aren't they? Like whatever.
Yeah.
Like jerks.
You'd have to like train them like as a puppy in order for them to like.
Right.
Like
listen.
Listen and stuff. Yeah. If you just let them be on their own, they're just going to do whatever they
want.
How
are corgis, Jam?
Corgis are, well, they're technically a working breed dog.
Yeah, aren't they like a shepherd dog or whatever?
Yeah. And I think they're also water dogs, so they're good swimmers.
No, little legs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think they're, I'm pretty sure they're a working breed dog, so you're probably going to want to like walk them a lot like the lady was.
Right. That's so cute. Oh. Mentioning camp and that her chihuahua got all excited. That was really cute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Any cinematography? Or actually, real quick. Also, shout out a lot of their clothes, too, again, this time. A lot of great outfits in this one.
A lot of great hairstyles as well. I love, especially Rin. Rin was really good with her hair.
Right. God, so cool. Anyway, all right, Jay. Cinematography, do you have anything?
Other than just scenery. I mean, they do the scenery really well, like just showing you how vast things are.
Right.
And how open really things are.
Off the top of my head, mm-hmm. that are like specific.
And there's a lot of shots of cooking that look really good.
Right. Yeah, I kept on imagining the episode of dinner, was it? Not dinner at the Emiya family, but the Fate cooking series.
Yeah.
Today's menu.
Menu?
Yeah, today's menu at the Emiya family. Mm-hmm. I just kept on thinking about that that final episode where he makes the porridge. Like he's like, bam, there's the rice.
Yeah, they did that like a couple times. Yeah. They did like a triple whammy in this anime.
That was so good. You think we're like done? They made... No.
Here, you could have the lobster, but don't break the shell.
Oh, that was really cool. I like that.
Now we're gonna use it to make a broth.
That's so cool. That was awesome.
And now we're gonna make instant ramen with the leftovers.
Yeah. Oh, spaghetti or whatever.
Or was it spaghetti?
Yeah, it was noodle. It was pre-cooked noodles. It could have been ramen, I guess, but they said noodles. I assumed it was spaghetti for some weird reason.
Pasta, right?
But, probably. Yeah, she said pasta. But it looked hella good.
Yeah, everything looked good.
They eat crabs in the movie. I think, I don't know if you got that far. They eat crabs in the movie, and that looked hella good, too.
You know what? You know what food I wanted to eat?
Huh.
Because it's vegan, Nadeshko's roasted vegetables, all those, like the baked potato and the sweet potato.
The sweet potato.
I'd even eat that burnt carrot.
Or look hella good.
I know. You know, after, it's funny, after I finished this anime, my wife went to go get grocery shopping the next day. Uh-huh. I told her to get like sweet potatoes and baked. I told her I wanted baked potato stuff.
No. Did she get it?
But she didn't. No. She didn't get any sweet potato.
No. Did you get a baked potato at least?
No.
Regular potato?
I mean, we have potatoes here all the time. So.
Oh, there you go.
She doesn't need to get them.
But, yeah. I mean, it reminds me of, like, we just seen Komi-san, and that was the sweet potatoes. The roasted sweet potatoes as well were in there.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it showed you how to make it, too.
Hella good.
With the first newspaper, then foil. And
water, yeah.
Super
boil
cool.
It essentially, mm-hmm. And the foil looked pretty cool. All right, Jay, characters.
All right, so there's Nadeshko.
Real quick, before we talk about the girls, mm-hmm. I do really like the side characters in this season.
Mm-hmm.
So like the family with the two kids and the dad.
Yeah,
I thought they were like really adorable. Same thing with like the RC water plane guy and his daughter.
Was it Lita or Lina? Something whatever like his that. Name is. It started with an L, yeah. Right?
It sucks we didn't get to see the teacher's sister again. Because I like their dynamic is pretty cute. We see them on the phone, and then we see them on what you call it
When she comes
in the
back after the
ending.
trip, she like brings her alcohol, I think.
It's so cute. It's so funny. But yeah, I really like those side characters. And Sakura, I think her name is too, the
The sister.
Nadeshiko's sister. Also really cool. It's a nice way
So
to shake things up in an arc, introduce like these little characters that they're cute characters that they're interacting with.
According to this, she's driving a real car, Sakura.
Yeah, I think everything is real.
A Nissan Rasheen.
That's
I
hilarious.
don't. That must be like a Japanese only
Nissan.
brand. Yeah, I've never seen one of these. It looks hella sick though. It looks like a Range Rover, but Nissan.
That's pretty cool. You should see, you didn't even get to that part either. You see everybody's cars, and that was really cool as well. Like, Nadeshiko's driving and stuff. She has like a pink, like, not Jeep, but like a. It's really cool. It's neat. SUV. Alright, Jay. So, characters. Nadeshiko. I really like how much she's, like, grown but stayed the same, I guess.
Yeah, she still has the same personality, but she's more informed about camping
Yeah,
for
she's more
sure.
independent as well.
Yeah.
For being one of our two main characters. Really good. Nothing much more. That's why you kind of say I'm like done with the series, because like what more can you do
Yeah, well, I
with
mean,
these
that's what I was thinking. Like,
characters?
maybe it's just doing how camping would be different in the summer.
Hopefully. But like the whole gimmick of the show is winter camping.
Yeah, being cozy and by a
So
fire.
we'll see. I don't know. We'll see how it goes, I guess. It would be interesting to do like, oh, let's do winter camping in America. What's that like?
Oh,
Nothing
yeah.
sightseeing. Go to Yosemite. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Then there's Ren. Again, I like how Ren is more part of the group this time around.
Yeah, she's coming out of her shell. She's being more open to camping with others.
Right. Who else, Jam? This is what I guess kind of sucks. Everyone else, I mean, is like cool, but they're just like bit characters after that.
Yeah, I mean, there's so they, I mean, they're pretty much like all. I guess we could lump them all together, but it's like
Right.
Chiaki, Aoi, and
Yeah, Chiaki's
Ina.
the glasses girl, right?
I think so. Aoi is the girl with like
The
the
eyebrow?
cute smile.
Oh no, the cute smile, the dog.
No, I think Ina is the girl with the dog.
Ina's the oh yeah, the girl with the eyebrows, right? Is the Aoi.
She has like a fang tooth, doesn't she?
Yeah, but she has the weird
Yeah.
eyebrows. The her and her sister, I guess is her little
Yeah.
sister. Yeah, they're all like okay. They're just like bit characters. They don't really do anything too special.
Yeah.
This anime is not very, which is weird for us, because it's not very character heavy.
Yeah,
It
it's
is
more like
more,
atmosphere heavy.
yeah, it's more atmosphere heavy than anything. But yeah, I don't know. Anybody else you want to mention, Jay? It feels kind of weird this time around.
The club teacher
Yeah, she's
lady.
awesome. I love her.
Yeah. And we already talked about Sakura, but she's very cool.
Right.
Add her to the waifu list.
There you go. I think you said that about the
Teacher?
teacher last year, yeah. Or last time we
Yeah,
did it.
I'm not surprised by that.
All right, anything you want to mention? Anything else you want to mention for end of the wrap up?
I want to play the game.
I mean, might be cozy, who knows? The
I know,
VR.
right?
Here, touch the pet my dog in VR.
No.
No.
The rock is saying something. Or
Oh.
the pine cone.
No. Man, you know which one scared me? The one I hated the most. The one where Rin was like, yeah, it was the little extra short that was like Rin being like, oh, I can hear nature or whatever. And then she got the pine cones and lit them on fire, and the pine cones were like screaming for help. That was horrible. I was like, oh.
It was cute up until that point. They're like all
Yeah.
saying good morning, like konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. That was so cute. I love that.
Hi-yo. It's
Or
so cute.
the other one was the other one that was really cute when she plugged in the phone. Her phone was like, oh, charging. I go to sleep.
What about the one where who was it? Was it Aioi that had the mascot, the camp store mascot?
Oh yeah. The
And it
caribou?
just kept saying, yeah, the caribou, and it kept saying
Yeah.
indeed to everything
Indeed.
she said.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Oh, I love you,
Jeez.
caribou coon. Indeed. Gosh dang it.
Time to go to bed.
I thought she's like, yeah, you know you can buy that, right? And it was like $3,000.
Was crazy.
She's like, I don't know what I expected. Oh, poor caribou coon. All right, Jay. Accessibility. Anybody can watch this. There's
Has alcohol
nothing.
in it for
There's, yeah, alcohol usage, I guess.
Yeah, they use
But
it in cooking too.
yeah, not my white wine. That was another good one.
And Chiaki works at a liquor store.
Yeah. So yeah, that was cool. That was whatever. And you can watch it on Crunchyroll. I think the dub they just put out not too long ago for season one, so season two should be around the corner maybe. What's next, Jay?
Rewatchability.
I think I'm fine. I'd probably watch it with somebody else, but
Yeah.
I don't think I'd ever go back.
I don't think I'd go back either.
No.
But a new season, sure. I'll watch it. I'll watch it.
Yeah, I mean, we'll watch it, I guess. I'm not like, I guess we're up into what we want in season three.
Yeah.
And you know what's wild is I don't want more of the same, I guess. I mean, I
You want
do.
danger.
No, not that. I mean, I don't even know
Let's
what I'd
go.
want. Something to shake it up.
Let's go hiking.
Let's go hiking. Let's meet the girls
Oh,
from.
didn't they talk about that? They would like to go to a Rin would like to go to a campsite for
Yeah,
hikers.
for hikers, you know, and they're gonna meet
Yeah.
the
The
courage
hiking
to
club.
climb girls.
They're
That'd
gonna
be
say,
pretty good.
this is boring. I want to go to Mount Fuji.
Gosh dang it. But yeah, I don't know exactly what I'd want. Something different, but the same. I know it sounds like a have your cake and eat it too, but yeah, I don't know. It's wild. Anyway, Jay, moment of truth. Oh, what do you want, Jay?
I mean, basically that. I'd like some sort of different situation, but
Right.
like hiking, not hiking, camping in the summer would be cool.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, maybe in like different locales. I don't
Right.
know what else. Well, like in a hiking trail or something.
Yeah, we'll see. I guess we're like 2 years out from it, so.
What about like backcountry camping? Can you do that? I don't know.
I don't know, maybe. All right, Jay, moment of truth. Where do you get this one?
I recommend.
Yeah, it's a high recommend. All right, Jay. Now that we've packed up all our camping gear and
And I
rode
got you that nice cup for your
out.
birthday.
Got me that nice caribou coon.
Your bed.
Yeah, exactly. What do you have for us next week? Or what do we have next week, Jay?
So me and Aaron decided, well, I think we talked about this. I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast before, but we wanted to finish up like
One
the
Piece.
rest, not the rest of One Piece, but up until
The rest of One Piece,
the time skip.
we take a year off and watch all of One Piece and come back.
That'd be crazy.
It'd be a wild. I've always thought, you know what's weird with One Piece? I've always thought, like, we could, like, squeeze in a few episodes, like, every week. And then, like, as soon as, like, we're both done with an arc, like, then just do an episode like that.
Yeah,
But.
I wouldn't want to do it like that though, because I'd probably forget.
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember I used to do that one when My Hero was airing. I forget which season I was watching while it was coming out, but
You'd
I would
forget.
still like, yeah, I would forget, and I'd still have to rewatch all those episodes again.
That's also fair. But anyway, yeah. We're watching like 30 episodes of One Piece. I forget what numbers they were, JD. Do you remember off the top of your head?
253 to 30 something episodes after that.
Yeah. Hold on, let me pull that up real quick.
Like 84, 86 or something.
It was. I mean, you're close. 452 to 489.
Okay.
I believe that's what it is. 489. It's like 33 episodes. 30 plus 30 something, 36 episodes. Yeah, and we're doing that. It should be easy.
Yeah, because we both love One Piece and we want to know what happens.
Yeah, so we'll see. Very excited. So instead of doing like 60 episodes in 2 weeks, we're just gonna do 30, and then I don't know, 30 at the end of the year as well, just to get it done. And if you enjoyed our review on Laid Back X Season 2, and you're excited to listen to our review on One Piece, not Impel Down, but Marineford, go ahead. Subscribe to us on SoundCloud, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Instagram. Five star rate, all that good stuff. Email us at animecherrybomb@yahoo.com. And I think that's it, Jay.
Follow the Instagram for
Yeah,
any
Instagram, right?
updates.
And that's it, everybody.
Yeah.
Till the next one.
Every man, I had something in mind. What was it?
I don't know,
Oh,
you had a
it's
stay
stay
camping.
trying new foods.
Oh, there you go. Stay camping.「少し寂しくて温かい」